Ahmed Nanu and his 11 children took a taxi to safety. On Thursday, they escaped from the southern coastal city of Tyre, which has come under heavy bombardment since the beginning of the Israeli offensive. Nanu says the Israelis were shelling the city and had already cut off the main roads out of town, but the family escaped using back roads. A few hours later, those were bombed, too. When they finally got to Beirut, they had no idea where to go for help. Nanu says, we came to Beirut in a taxi, and when we got here, we asked some kids on the street where we should go. They said to follow them, and they led us here on their bicycles. He is standing in a classroom on the third floor of a West Beirut school. It has become the family's new temporary home. He says they have nowhere else to go. The taxi ride from Tyre cost Nanu about $60, which was literally all the money he had. The family is now far from home and destitute, but he says he had to get his children to safety. Since then, Israeli troops have dropped leaflets in the south warning residents to flee. Nobody knows exactly how many people have left. Hundreds of families like Nanu's are living in schoolhouses in Beirut, and some even slept in a public park. But Beirut is not necessarily a safe destination. Israeli airstrikes are also pounding the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital. Like the south of the country, South Beirut is heavily Shiite and a stronghold of the militant group Hezbollah, which the State Department considers a terrorist organization. The streets of South Beirut are largely abandoned, but on Saturday afternoon, 18-year-old Ali Haidar and a few friends were relaxing outside a local restaurant, one of the few South Beirut businesses still open.
We're just hanging in. Well, there is no place to live. Most of the people have their parents, their relatives out in the mountains, but we don't have no one. So that's why we're staying here.
Haidar normally works as a delivery man for the restaurant, but they have stopped doing deliveries because with the airstrikes, it is not safe for him to ride around town on his moped. A few blocks away, in the basement of an apartment building, several families are taking shelter from the bombing raids that have rocked the neighborhood. They will sleep down here if the shells keep falling all night. 25-year-old Mohammed Anan says nobody was expecting such intense attacks on Beirut.
The people are really surprised with what's happening. Especially it's something suddenly happened, you know. We thought that it will be war, but in the south, and especially in the place where it started. But it was it started from the south, and Israel now come to till Beirut from here.
At first, he expected that maybe the Israeli airstrikes would last just a few hours, but the sustained campaign has also been a surprise. He barely remembers the Lebanese Civil War, which ended when he was just 9 years old. The younger kids do not remember it at all. A teenage boy steps forward and says his parents have told him stories about the war, but he and the other children had never experienced air raids themselves.
The children are afraid because the first time they live it. It looks weird. It's horrible.
Back in the West Beirut schoolhouse, Ahmed Nanu worries about how all of this will affect his children. He says, in the beginning, when we were still down south, the children were scared. Every time one of the warplanes went overhead, they would cry. He says his three-year-old daughter is still in shock and is not able to stand up. Ahmed Nanu wants to go to a foreign embassy and ask for help getting out of the country. He does not much care where he ends up, maybe Britain, he says, or Canada, where two of his cousins live. Western embassies are moving to get their citizens and dual nationals out of Lebanon, but for Lebanese people without foreign passports, the options for getting out are getting narrower by the day. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Beirut.